leg on my back. I keep a red bone on my side.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuning in live this Tuesday, October 2nd, 2018, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And a wild and dystopic ride it is. I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all Road Warriors, those who esteem ourselves to be. And as always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. So, we have these founding documents. What do these things mean, you know? When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and natural, the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. So, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes. What are these causes which impel them to the separation? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, cannot be given away, cannot be taken away. That among these are life, liberty, and property, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. You want to talk about safety and security, or safety and happiness? Well, there you go. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. I would say we're at a moment that is not light or transient. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. And, you know, technocrats, cybernetic totalists, dictators alike, all basically bank on this thought, don't they? This central underlying premise. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. And then, of course, there is that list of facts. The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over the states. Have we seen the same thing, particularly over the course of the 20th century? I would say it's pretty self-explanatory. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. And we see yesterday, just what's happened, in the post 9/11 era, in particular, 9/11, 2001. You know, what happened yesterday reminds me of, you know, there's the imposing of taxes on us without our consent. Obviously, that's always in view for depriving us, in many cases, of the benefits of trial by jury, for transporting us beyond seas to be tried for pretended offenses. I'm sure that, you know, drone assassinations would probably be on the list had, you know, the ability existed in this day. For quartering large bodies of armed troops among us, for protecting them by a mock trial from punishment for any murders which they should commit on the inhabitants of these states. Doesn't that sound like the law enforcement community these days? Well, we're not sure, you know. I think of the old Benny Hill episode, you know. He was convicted of man's laughter, you know, messing with language. Man's laughter. And in the same sense, he's kept among us in times of peace standing armies without the consent of our legislatures. It's under a specious guise now. So this system, you know, as bad as King as bad as King George was, and as diabolical and insidious as the system from which we broke, the system from which we dissolved political bands to, it was, I've read some of the parliamentary proceedings, you know, Ben Franklin in particular being asked, what are the colonists so upset about? And it was a genuine conversation, far more than these days. I mean, you listen to what comes out over the mainstream networks, and it's just nothing but, you know, tripe, if you will. It's completely meaningless. It's completely misleading. It's meaningless in the sense that it doesn't inform at all. It misinforms, it propagandizes, and all of that unfortunate nonsense. So, you know, then you have the sort of juxtapose of the classical liberal thinkers and a sort of renaissance. And you know, I've mentioned before, from Hayek's Road to Serfdom, the essential features of that individualism, which from elements provided by Christianity and the philosophy of classical antiquity, was first fully developed during the Renaissance and has since grown and spread into what we know as Western civilization, are what? What are the essential features? What are the essential features? The respect for the individual man qua man, that is, the recognition of his own views and tastes as supreme in his own sphere, however narrowly that may be circumscribed, and the belief that it is desirable that men should develop their own individual gifts and bents. Freedom and liberty are now words so worn with use and abuse that one must hesitate to employ them to express the idea, the ideals for which they stood during that period. The gradual transformation of a rigidly organized hierarchic system into one where men could at least attempt to shape their own life, where men gain the opportunity of knowing and choosing between different forms of life, is closely associated with the growth of commerce. In other words, economic freedom and political freedom are very closely related, interlocked, and perhaps even inseparable in some ways. So that has to, you know, obviously that has to be the first thing to go, because can you imagine people thinking that they can decide for themselves their lives, you know, that they can they actually have the audacity to think that they know what's best for themselves. You know, Reagan was right. If we lose freedom here, there is no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth. And like he said, this idea that government is beholden to the people, that it has no other source of power except the sovereign people, is still the newest and most unique idea in all the long history of man's relation to man. And he said, this is the issue. Whether we believe in our capacity for self-government or whether we abandon the American Revolution. And what was the American Revolution? Remember what John Adams reminded us 200 years ago in his letter to Hezekiah Niles, February 13, 1818? So this is the issue, whether we believe in our capacity for self-government or whether we abandon the American Revolution and confess that a little intellectual elite and a far distant capital can plan our lives for us better than we can plan them ourselves. It's interesting. The propaganda plays every day, every night. It plays incessantly. It never stops. But the injury that this system, this technocratic nightmare, the cybernetic totalist nightmare, inflicts on people doesn't play with the same consistency. And so people do not form a united front because the propaganda divides us and conquers us. It balkanizes us against ourselves. And the injury that this system inflicts is it's not consistent. It's sort of not intermittent or sporadic, but something like that. And so it's not until a mother is going for a routine checkup for her child and hears that, you know, we're hearing the flu season stuff. Do people not remember, you know, we're hearing about all these deaths and things, and then you dig into the details on that. It's sketchy. Not like yesterday, you know, the October 1st nonsense last year. It's being played like a, you know, another 9/11. Never forget. Never forget what? The facts of what happened are murky. And there's been a lot of ducking out. You know, why did the mainstream press have to sue to get the facts of the case? That's weird. And still we're left. What happened to about a dozen eyewitnesses who were suspicious of what was going on? It's not what we're being told. Bang, you're dead. What happened? People dying under suspicious circumstances. You know, that's odd. You know, man found in neighborhood where he never frequents, dead, doing things that he never does. Oh, no, but he did, but he didn't. You know, couples dying in motorcycle crashes, girl dying in her sleep, and all kinds of other weird stuff. You know, young girl in her late 20s. This is not normal. So, you know, for lack of a better word, sporadic and intermittent, the injury. And it's not until a mother is encouraged to give her child a vaccine and then suddenly has a reaction that she discovers how horrific this system is. You can't challenge that system. And then what? Stick around.
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over Front Sight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. So, you know, mother, stop me if you've heard this one. Mother goes into doctor's office whom she trusts, and doctor recommends vaccine or flu shot or both. And these days, you know, the vaccine schedule is just ridiculous. It's pretty – I mean, come on. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. Any idiot could see that if you take a young body, a small body, and you introduce a bunch of pathogens, oh, but they're not active. Well, some of them are, you know, they contain elements of live virus. And again, we get into sophistry there. But it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see that if you introduce that much pathogen into a small body, all at the same time, you overwhelm the immune system. Can we not just see that on the face of doing that? It's pretty obvious, isn't it? I mean, try that as an adult in a larger body than one of these small bodies. See how you feel after you do that. I imagine if adults did that, they'd probably think twice about doing it to children. And you know, that's exactly what the Milgram experiments were trying to prove. You know, if a white coat says it's okay, contrary to common sense, everybody will go along with it because the white coat says it's okay. Stanley Milgram proved it. I guess maybe then the Nuremberg defense really is legitimate, apparently. I mean, that's what the Milgram experiments were all about. If a white coat says it's okay, then can you just say, well, we were just following orders? Is that all right? You know, you killed somebody trying to provide medical treatment, or was it? Were you euthanizing them? Is it a slow kill, basically, an engineered genocide of people? People need to read R.J. Rummel's Death by Government. Why would you trust governments who have been the leading cause of unnatural death for over a century now? That doesn't make any sense. Seems illogical, unsensible. So, mother goes in to doctor's office to, you know, for vaccine schedule or flu shot or both, only to see a little Johnny or little Sally get a shot or shots and have an adverse reaction, and horrified, obviously she wants to, you know, she'd like to have little Johnny or little Sally back to normal, but since they're probably irreparably harmed, permanently injured by what never should have been done in the first place, quite frankly. And it's, you know, supposed to happen. You got to get the numbers to a certain extent, to a certain level. And it's the same, you know, when you listen to Alison Weir, just as a side note, it's the same reason that the IDF shoots Palestinians in non-lethal places. Because if we can cripple them and permanently injure them, then the news won't report, you know, thousands of deaths. So in the same sense, you know, you have the VAERS system, but the numbers are kind of, I don't know, it's plausibly deniable that this is done on purpose, even though if you or I designed a product that killed even one person, we'd probably spend life in prison. Meanwhile, the vaccine industry, the drug manufacturers, et cetera, are more and more insulated from legal action. Isn't that curious? So it's not until little Johnny or little Sally are permanently injured that suddenly mom comes to her senses and says, oh my goodness, we need to do something about this. Well, where are we now before that happens? You know? Romans chapter 1 tells us that we are without excuse, every one of us. So that they are without excuse. The evidence is all around us. You know, the facts are all around us. I mean, common sense, we all have it. If you stick 17 pathogens in a small body, in a small child, chances are you're going to overwhelm their body, their immune system. You're going to cripple their physiology in some way. And, you know, we have all kinds of evidence, the skyrocketing autism rate tells us something is wrong, and people keep saying, oh no, it's just how we haven't tracked this before, and so now suddenly we're tracking it. Really? I don't think so. Stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle humps. Ready to race to you. This is
Welcome back. You know what I'm talking about? The audacity of people thinking that they can make decisions for themselves. I mean, are you kidding me? Holy cow. And, you know, all of that's predicated, again, on virtue, morality, and religion. And yes, it's important to define terms, obviously. But I really think that the operative concept is that sort of lifted from Hayek's Road to Serfdom, Chapter 1. Chapter 1 is appropriately titled The Abandoned Road, The Abandoned Road, with opening with a quote from FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, or Rosenfeld, you know, depending on who you talk to. Roosevelt set a program whose basic thesis is not that the system of free enterprise for profit has failed in this generation, but that it has not yet been tried. And I would add the parenthetical aside, as I have in the past, it still has not in succeeding generations either. And it's not that we don't want to try it. It's that it's been occluded. Bad guys like practicing Fordism, or what is known otherwise as crony capitalism, or fascism. It's known by a lot of other names. I think Fordism is a pretty good sort of comprehensive description of what we see today, at least in my humble estimation. And that, of course, is a very effective system of controlling people, you know. And Andrew Jackson warned us in his farewell address that letting go of the money powers, if Congress allowed those powers to be, the power of the purse to be captured privately, we'd be in big trouble. Guess what? It was captured privately in 1913, and we are in big trouble. And, you know, so imagine we have the Declaration of Independence, and Jefferson writes that whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Imagine that conversation today in America. You know, bad guys would never go quietly. You know, again, I think of the Rees Committee hearings proving that 6,000 to 7,000 foundations and tax-exempt organizations created then some 70 years ago, basically, had already received a total endowment of $7.5 billion, $7.5 billion, and were generating annual revenue of $675 million a year in the early 1950s. This to me says that bad guys will stop at nothing. Nothing is ever enough. And so it just keeps, you know, there's never any stopping and saying, okay, you know what, this is enough, and there's no way that they can, no, they'll never stop. And you fast forward to today, you know, and people seem to be okay with the nonsense, even being conscripted to evil, as long as it doesn't injure them. And when it does, then there's an outcry. And again, it's so intermittent and sporadic, for lack of a better term. There is no unified voice, typically. I mean, there kind of is in places like this. This is a small corner of the discussion. This network should be much larger. I mean, this should be thought of as CNN. And I've said it before, if we really valued truth and liberty, this would be, you know, RBN would be like CNN. Because people actually make an effort here to go look for what's really going on, instead of just being paid to, you know, paid shills to propagandize people and basically actors, you know, pretty faces, pretty voices with some kind of diabolical, scheming, insidious, not propaganda skills, but acting skills, for lack of a better term, designed to endear them to the masses, to, you know, certain audience demographics. So if we really valued truth in this society, this would be the, you know, the beacon of news and information. People would come to RBN. Not that everyone on RBN gets it right all the time. I can attest to the fact that I certainly don't. But I feel like there are folks on this network who make an effort to try to really do some homework and figure out what's going on. And if there's something that can be done to make life better, then it's worth mentioning versus the propaganda and these people that are bought and paid for who propagandize their fellow Americans, their fellow man. That's just reprehensible. You're basically a prostitute. And I don't know, I guess if you're all right with that, then, you know, what more can you say? But we've obviously lost this concept of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You know, we have what we have today in America is antithetical to that. So as an example, let's see, you know, like I said, mother goes into doctor's office, hears, oh, you should do this for little Johnny in Milgram experiment fashion. Suddenly little Johnny's injured and mother obviously is outraged and wants, you know, goes in pursuit of justice, if there is such a thing at that point. There really isn't, especially when little Johnny is permanently injured. And she quickly discovers that, you know, you have to go through the VAERS system, Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, and, you know, we'll pay you off a little bit. We'll pay you a couple hundred grand or something like that. And what is little Johnny's health and well-being worth, I guess, you know, 250, 300 grand, something like that. And then she quickly discovers that these companies are insulated and the doctors are insulated from legal action. And, you know, these settlements total in the billions of dollars. Well, how come she didn't know about this ahead of time? Why didn't the doctor say, you know, you probably should know this? Doctors don't tell you that. Why is that? Can parents go in with a form that says, listen, I hear what you're saying, this vaccine schedule, it makes sense the way you're telling me, so I want you to sign right here. Why do parents have to sign things when doctors are the folks who are responsible for the care they're providing? Why do we have to sign forms as parents and as patients that sign away our rights in a variety of ways, allow an Orwellian super spy state to spy on everybody everywhere if you go into the doctor's office? Why can't we have the doctor sign a form that says, I agree to be sued into the Stone Age if anything adverse happens to little Johnny as a result of my recommendation? Why is that not a fair thing to ask? Seems fair to me. Why are there court proceedings where mothers are questioned? I was watching a show last night, and basically CPS, Child Protective Services, saying, you know, someone made a there were some claims made that as parents you might be irresponsible, and so you have to cooperate with this agency. Really? People who are not parents, who have never met parent nor child, have no real qualifications as far as their, you know, expertise, asking leading questions, trying to find problems. And, you know, this network has done a number of broadcasts about the essentially the child trafficking nature of CPS. It's definitely not in the best interest of the child the majority of the time. And then we hear in the mainstream press explanations that will sort of eschew any critical investigation. Oh, well, you know, this person was doing this and that person was doing that, and so we have a responsibility to protect. And I heard Donald Trump using that language yesterday. We have a responsibility to protect. Really? Since when do we get to decide for each other? Again, Thomas Jefferson, in his inaugural address, I think he said it best, you know. He said sometimes it is said that man cannot be trusted with the government of himself. Can he then be trusted with the government of others? Or have we found angels in the forms of kings to govern him? Let history answer this question. And so we see these different corners of injury, you know, and it's everywhere. How is it that companies can make products that are carcinogenic? Shampoos and cosmetics and things with parabens and other harmful toxins. You know, look at the studies on aspartame or any of the artificial sweeteners. But we don't care because it's a chronic suffering. It's a chronic disease that's induced. And so, you know, we can't tell. Maybe not even in this generation, but certainly what happens to the children. You know, look at the tumors on the mice that they study. Giant growths that are as big as the mice themselves. And second generation is a mess. They're dumbed down. They're more aggressive. They're vicious and violent. Imagine that. Same thing with glyphosate. It affects your gut bacteria. And you need that for your thinking. And it chelates the good metals, sends the bad metals directly to your brain. Hello, Alzheimer's. Chelates the minerals, and, you know, it's kind of, I mean, I've mentioned it before, it's like backing up the bathroom in your house and stealing all the food from your cupboards. That's what glyphosate does. And Dr. Stephanie Seneff has done some landmark research that seems to prove conclusively that glyphosate is, at the very least, a catalyst for just about every harmful environmental toxin. And that includes the things that are in vaccines. It goes right into your bloodstream. So glyphosate is the open door for the harmful agents in vaccines, which is why there's the plausible deniability that's maintained. Oh, well, we can't say conclusively that's one or the other. No, but what about both together? You know, one is a catalyst for the other. How about that? So it's astonishing. And, you know, one of the best examples of how this system of so-called government that we have today really injures the people is Nixon's war on drugs. Remember the article a couple of years ago? Brandon Turbeville over at Activist Post wrote an article, former Nixon aide admits war on drugs is a big lie, was never about drugs. In an interview conducted by Harper's Dan Baum nearly 22 years ago, former Nixon domestic policy chief John Ehrlichman admitted what many have known ever since the beginning, that the Nixon administration's war on drugs was a giant lie. So what about this article in Harper's? Published back in 2016, it's titled Legalize It All, How to Win the War on Drugs. Legalize it all. In 1994, John Ehrlichman, the Watergate co-conspirator, unlocked for me, Dan Baum, that is, one of the great mysteries of modern American history. How did the United States entangle itself in a policy of drug prohibition that has yielded so much misery and so few good results? Well, because it was never about good results, and it was always about misery. Americans have been criminalizing psychoactive substances since San Francisco's anti-opium law of 1875, but it was Ehrlichman's boss, Richard Nixon, who declared the first war on drugs, quote-unquote, war on drugs, you know, air quotes, and set the country on the wildly punitive and counterproductive path it still pursues. And remember three strikes and the Clinton era, and even Bill Clinton admitted, yeah, you know, that was kind of heavy-handed. And we sure sent a lot of people to prison, though, didn't we? Man, that was pretty cool. We got a lot of license plates out of that. So continuing, Dan Baum writes, I tracked Ehrlichman, who had been Nixon's domestic policy advisor to an engineering firm in Atlanta where he was working on minority recruitment. I barely recognized him. He was much heavier than he'd been at the time of the Watergate scandal 2 decades earlier. And he wore a mountain man beard that extended to the middle of his chest. But what happened next? Well, here. What was the Nixon administration's war on drugs really about? You'll hear. That.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Final segment of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. This Tuesday, October 2nd, 2018. So what was the drug, the war on drugs originally all about, according to the Nixon administration? You know, but for posterity's sake, a reminder. So again, from Dan Baum's Harper's Magazine article, and the article titled "Legalize It All, How to Win the War on Drugs." Dan Baum writes, "At the time, I was writing a book about the politics of drug prohibition. I started to ask Ehrlichman a series of earnest, wonky questions that he impatiently waved away. "You want to know what this was really all about?" he asked with bluntness of a man who, after public disgrace and a stretch in federal prison, had little left to protect. The Nixon campaign in 1968 and the Nixon White House after that had two enemies, the anti-war left and black people. You understand what I'm saying? We knew we couldn't make it illegal to be either against the war or black. But by getting the public to associate the hippies with marijuana and blacks with heroin, and then criminalizing both heavily, we could disrupt those communities. We could disrupt those communities. We could arrest their leaders, raid their homes, break up their meetings, and vilify them night after night on the evening news. Did we know we were lying about the drugs? Of course we did. So there you go. That's what the war on drugs is all about. And incidentally, probably important to add maybe a couple of things. Gosh, where do I begin? You know, there's the things that Dick Gregory said before he passed away, and that's interesting. And to this list, you know, arrest leaders, raid homes, breaking up meetings. We should probably add on that list, assassinating folks. People say, "You mean murder?" No, assassination is murder for a political or religious reason. So you could probably add to the list, obviously, you know, on the periphery at least of this issue, Bobby Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Fred Hampton, Stokely Carmichael, Medgar Evers, Harry and Harriet Moore, and on the list goes. And while we're at it, while we're talking about marijuana and heroin and, you know, opium and the drug problem, cocaine, all of it, obviously, we got to talk about the CIA. Many people have lost their lives in that discussion. You know, folks like Jonathan Quitney and Gary Webb, for example. So, you know, I think Dick Gregory made some great points, and he was a very outspoken advocate for coming to our senses, shall we say. Anyway, that'll do it for the first hour. Second hour, come up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.